This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana now, see what's going on with Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Morning, Mike.
I'm good, Mickey. How are you?
What's up? Oh, I'm here, man. It's all good.
I hear you. That's how I feel, because this weather has been rough on us the last 2 days.
Y'all had a few thunder boomers rolling through the marsh over there.
You know what? It hadn't been the rain. It's been the wind.
The wind.
His brother yesterday. Yesterday was rough day. We had that southeast wind blowing at 25 and incoming tide, and let me tell you something, it wasn't fun fishing.
Made it
the
tough.
The current was so strong. We threw a half ounce jig heads and couldn't get it to the bottom in a lot of places.
Man, that's...
I mean, we caught fish, don't get me wrong. Every place we stop, you catch one or two. But after you caught two, you better move, because that's all we learned. So, I don't know. We put 40 flounder in a boat, I think, probably somewhere in that neighborhood. But the problem of it is, it's all them little males and rusty. We got one over two, man.
193
is the biggest one we've got.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that way across the board.
Is that way for everybody?
Yeah. 211's
leading it.
211.
So them females have just not pulled in there yet. We don't even have a trout on the board.
Man.
We hadn't been able to go and fish them. Now, Thursday morning, there's some guys that's been fishing it as long as I have. They in a little old 24, 25-foot little bay boat. I mean, rig boat. They went out there and caught it. But they caught five that weighed 22 pounds. So.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission this morning is, go get that trout in the boat. And our redfish, 6 pounds. We need a bigger redfish. But those boys ahead have got 3 live redfish, weighs 21 pounds. But, I mean, I don't know if that's going to hold up. You're talking 7-pound fish. So
yeah.
What's the biggest redfish?
I got a 989. For the big fish, 989, that's a pretty good one.
That's a toad. That's one of them pond toads, man.
Yeah, it is.
you know, and you're talking 27-inch fish. You know,
yeah.
It's not 28 here, it's 27.
27 so, over there. Yeah. I mean, 989, that's almost 10 pounds, buddy.
That's a football.
Yep. but, no, it's just been brutal. I mean, I am wore out, to be honest with you. So,
well, yeah.
No sleep, but that wind yesterday. That was something else. And then Thursday, you know, we had that all that rain. And we got lucky. We had to put our rain jackets on one time. But there was guys on the radio talking about, y'all seen circulation in this? Storms to the south, storms to the north. And we was sitting in the middle. I mean, it was an eye. It was crazy. So, but...
Yeah.
I got some idiot on the side of the road here. I don't know what he's doing. He's got backup lights on already and still is in the middle of the highway. But, no, the river's greened up. And, you know, yesterday we had to fish in the little flats. You know, the drains you could fish because of that current.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get high tide to about 11 o'clock, and then about 1 o'clock it finally turned around and started to try to drain, but it couldn't because of that wind. And, you know, a lot of these drains are blowed out in the back end now, and so instead of draining, they, when it goes falling, that water keeps going that direction.
It's, yeah.
It's just weird, you know, so... We'll see what happens today. We got the window this morning because those top waters that we put 4 or 5 pound trout in the boat right off the bathtub. We'll get back in there and get some ponds, see if we can catch a toad redfish.
Get a toad red, maybe get you a surprise 4 pound flounder or something. You never know.
Yeah, well, what we really need right now is about a 5 pound trout.
Yeah.
That's not something easy to do. Now, you know, a month ago, yeah, you could go do it, but we'll see. Get down there somewhere around southeast, that's a little bit south past somewhere. I ain't made up my mind where I'm going to start. But.
At least you don't have all the wind this morning you had yesterday.
No. And I'm talking about. Man, there was a storm blew up just north of Venice. And we come back from that river. That's one of the roughest times that boys talk about. You never seen a river like this. That's a welcome to my world.
It's, you know, amazing how rough that river can get. You know it?
Yep. And it was brutal.
I bet.
Some of them offshore boats that went yesterday. Our boss captain's talking, and he said, I've been doing it a long time, he said, I legit saw 12 footers just stay offshore.
My gosh.
Yeah, and all they could do was snapper fish.
12 footers.
Yep. Been trying to catch snappers at 12 foot. How come was that?
Boy.
They caught them, though.
Just hold it over the side. That's some good up and down jigging right there, doodle socking in 12 foot seas.
Yeah, they all had electric reels on, so it wasn't a minimum to pay $2,500 plus fuel to do that.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you were too tired to watch that wild baseball game last night.
That butt whooping they got.
They got whooped.
I did see the scores.
I think Gusto's shell shocked now. They might as well send him back to the minors. He's done.
Yeah, he's done. At least they're still 6 up this morning. Mariners keep falling too. So.
I didn't even look at it. Did the Mariners lose again?
I guess, because they're still 6 games ahead.
Let's see. I got it on my phone, man. Quick and easy here. We are five games up, so they lost last night.
My phone showed six games.
No, they're we're five games up.
My phone wasn't updated. Five, okay.
Yeah, we were six, but the Mariners won and we lost. So, I mean, we can't even beat the last place team in the league. We can sweep all these big time hot 500 plus ball clubs, but we can't. We can't beat the inferior ones. It's crazy. I don't know what it is. That's baseball,
it's
though.
Weird baseball. Yeah,
baseball is that way. You can take the sorriest team in the league, and on any given night, they can beat the best team in the league. It's the way it works.
That's
why everybody likes it.
But, yeah, we're going to figure it out today and hopefully get it done. We was on the board through yesterday, then we fell off the board, then we have to go.
Well, you're just going to have to get back on it today, man. You'll do it.
The whole deal of it is how many stops you got to make right now.
Right.
So they're not, I mean, even the Flounders, I think we might have caught five, maybe out of one spot in the last 2 days, but they're not laying on top of one another yet, I can tell you that.
No.
And then yesterday, you couldn't read the water yesterday, you know, bait-wise. That current was so strong, that bait, you know, that was down hiding somewhere. They couldn't handle that current yesterday. I mean, I'd spot-lock. We'd pull up on a drain or a flat and spot-lock, and that trolling motor just groaned the whole time trying to stay on. Well, yeah. We would... I'd kind of, time we got the troll motor in the water, we was past the drain. Troll motor wide open, trying to get back to that drain. I'd have to break the big motor and push me up there.
Crazy.
Troll motor couldn't pull me back. Yeah, couldn't pull me back to that drain. So, like I said, throwing in big jig heads like we're throwing, you know, it's a weird deal, I'm going to tell you. So, but we'll see what happens today. I mean, I don't think we fished this thing one time that we had been at the award ceremony. But we might not be today. I don't know. We'll find out.
I think the worm will turn. Every dog has his day.
One thing about it, they won't have to worry about me being at that award ceremony if we're not. That's
sure. Be home. Popping a nap, man.
Yeah.
Resting up, licking your wounds.
Well, that's the whole problem, you know. There ain't no doubt doing this. You know, weigh-in don't start. Well, it will today. It'll start at 3, but,
yeah.
You know, the last 2 days, it don't start till 5 o'clock. So, you know, it makes for a long day.
It does.
You know, time you get you something to eat, wash your boat, get a shower, you know, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Tournament fishing.
It's tournament fishing, exactly.
That's it. No rest for the weary. Oh, well, you boys have a good outing today. Have to pull a rabbit out of the hat, so to speak.
I think Darlene's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat. That's,
you think Darlene's going to break y'all over?
Yeah, because she hates throwing a jig head fishing on the bottom.
Right.
And, you know, all she wants to do is throw that bottom for her. So,
right.
She couldn't get her opportunity this morning. So,
now, hopefully, things will turn around for y'all.
Yeah, me too.
All right, my friend. Well, look, you and Rusty and the family have a good outing today. Make as long as you can. I'll talk to you next week. Throw them out a number, Mike. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, man.
832-338-9376.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck to y'all. Break a leg, man.
Later.
Later. All right, that's Jeff Coat over in Venice, Louisiana, finishing up that final day of the tournament. Well, you know, folks, Bronze Roofing. Bronze Roofing's been in business 38 years. And they specialize in new roofs and repairs with free estimates and they're open 7 days a week. You can call them anytime. Just call them anytime, get the same day quick service, and each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Braun's, what they do is they'll work with your insurance company, and it really saves you a lot of time and headaches doing this. And, you know, they guide their customers through the entire process. So leave it up to Braun's to get it done for you. You can visit them at braunsroofing.com. That's braunsroofing.com. Or you can call 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505. Braun's Roofing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Galveston direction, head south down 45 and check in with Captain James Plogg at Tiki Island this morning. Good morning, James. What's up?
Man. I'm at home of the chatterweight and spinning rod where I'm at.
Chatterweights and spinning rods. Come on with it.
Man, you ever really get out, get away from our little environment, you will find out what dinosaurs we are, dude. I'm in Port O'Connor.
There's
like 87 boats. The croakers is already gone. And there ain't a lure on a boat. And there's like 900 boats sitting around here in the dark. There ain't a lure on a boat. Not a boat. Zero. That's that little girl. I said, man, what time people get here? Man, like 4:20. and our tanks are empty. We ain't got no more croaks. So, man, there's going to be some sad people because they're all ramping in with chatterweights and all that stuff, and they ain't got no croaks. So, I don't know what you do now.
Well, I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, hey, just...
nothing to say, bud.
I mean, that's why I use lures, because my bait's the same every day. It's the same quality, same availability, all of it. I don't have to stand in line with a bucket, none of that.
Man, I don't get it, Mickey. There's a lot of places I would move to, because you know how much time I spent down here when I was a kid.
Right.
There's a lot of places I'd go to. This wouldn't be one of them. Man, I guess they catch stuff. I mean, spinning rods, you don't even hardly see no bait casting reels, dude.
Different all up and down the coast, you know. That's the way it is.
Man, I don't know. So that's where I'm at. I just talked to Cameron. Man, you know, they're trying to kill one. And it went off right at dark yesterday. Whoever's on them, like Justin and them and the unstable Matt Reed and them guys, whoever was on them yesterday when the sun was going down, they went off. There was two or three blues caught, two or three whites. Fishing overall was tough yesterday. Cameron said it sucked, dude, all day long. He said raining sideways, like it never got. I said, what's the biggest it got? He said, man, it's like 3 foot, 3.5, just terrible monsoon. They fished in it all day. He said, yesterday afternoon it got nice. And if you look this morning, all that rain and stuff that was out there is inshore now. So
yeah.
They caught a blue and a white first day. He said they marked three fish yesterday. None of them would bite. He thinks they were white marlins. He said there just wasn't no bite where he's at.
Yeah.
But they're trying to kill one. Now, you ain't nobody kill one. It don't even have to be big now. All it's got to be legal. You know,
really?
Breeze one is like, you know, 107. But where he's fishing, he's there. I said, man, you're doing the right thing. There's a sea monster there. It's like fishing a trout tournament. You know, you go where there's big ones, and sometimes you get them, and sometimes you don't, you know.
Yeah, I can't find that board update earlier when I looked at it. It was Quantified's leading with 2150.
I think Matt on the unstable may have overtook them. They're inshore. They're dink bait fishing.
And yeah.
That's their game. Justin, there ain't nobody better. Whoever charters Justin's boat, here's what he says. Hey, man, that's great. I'm glad y'all are here. Sit right there. Don't even stare at a rod. Don't even look at one. And all his mates that are hooking fish are all hired guns. His mates, I think he might have a couple boys in from Guatemala. I mean, he's got studs on there, dude. They're not missing. You might charter, but you're going to sit there and stare at them rods.
Right.
He's an animal, dude. He's just an animal. But they were duking it out. It was kind of slow yesterday, but like I say, right at dark, there were some bites. And Cameron said that was like the major. When he had just got up, I talked to him about 4. He was idling back to the rig. But he said it was decent last night. He said he actually got to sleep a little bit. Patrick and Dylan ran the boat. So they were idling back up to the rig. But, man, they're 190 miles from here, dude. So they're going to have to leave it. They're going to have to leave at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's out there, dude. He's at the Flemish, man.
Well, all that rain ended up bottoming out down there in the lower Gulf, you know, down around South Padre. And it's, you know, you can see the circulation. It looks like some, you know, good South Texas deer lease is getting some rain off of it. So,
you know, it rained on me off and on driving all the way down. Well, I went by Waterloo and talked to Jimmy, and I took some rod twos back. But it rained on us off and on. But it ended up, the weather was right on top of them. If you look out there at Alamos Canyon on fish weather.
I saw that yesterday. There was a lot of rain out there, right, man.
It was right on top of them. Me and Jimmy pulled it up, Jimmy Burns, when I was over there. I said, look where they're at. He said, yeah, that ain't good. He said it would just blow and it would rain. He said it never stopped. Yesterday afternoon, it got good. He said nothing bit. They caught a bunch of wahoo, but they ain't got nothing to weigh in. I think they got a big tuna. I don't know how big, but they got it. They got a nice tuna.
Right.
But, man, they just need to kill one, dude. They need one about 107 inches.
Well.
But where he's at is.
That's where they live.
It's just like me and you go trout fishing. We know where to go. We know where there's a good one. And you just stick it out and, you know, duke it out. And
hope you get the bite.
Hope you get the bite. That's all there is, man. Hope you get the bite. So what they'll do, he'll take that Omni, and they're trolling with some party hats and ballyhoos, and they'll mark them fish on that Omni. If they're not coming up, they'll take them, put them tunas down there right on top of their face off their dredge weight. Right. So he'll drop it down just like a downrigger. If he's at 100 foot and he won't come up, he'd take that tuna, man, and put him down there 100 foot in front of his face. And if it's a blue marlin, like I told him yesterday, he told me he marked three fish. I think they're whites. He said, how do you think they're whites? He said, man, I was getting one mark, and all of a sudden I had three, so I had a pack of them. And he said the bait got real nervous. He said, but they didn't bite. He said, if they'd have been blue marlins, they'd have bit them live baits.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him, I said, do they mark different between a rat blue and a whitey? He said, no, not really. He said, but it was a pack. He said, it just turned into three. And with that Omni, he's watching them follow the boat. You know, he said, they're following me. And then the tunas are all nervous. He said, they didn't bite. He said, I might have been better off pulling them tunas up, and, you know, just keep trolling, go back to trolling. You know, if they were, you know, being white marlins. That white marlin ain't going to come eat that. He might, but probably not going to come eat no 5-pound tuna.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Interesting.
It's pretty cool. But there was a lot of, well, you saw the board. They got a 10 o'clock update, Mickey, last night, but I didn't see it. But they started posting about who caught what late yesterday afternoon.
I think somebody at around 8:35, some boat caught two blue marlin in 5 minutes.
I think it was unstable.
Was it
either unstable or Sarco? One of them had a doubleheader blue right there. It was like 8:26.
Yeah, that's when I saw it. I think it said 8:35 on my phone or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Justin caught another sail right at dark. There was like six fish caught. You could see when the I don't know if it was the major or the minor started, and the weather kind of faded. At that time, the weather had kind of faded. You know, all them storms and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I say, it's like sitting on a school of trout. I mean, if you've been banging on them and they decide to bite, then, you know, the guys that were on fish, you're going, you know, they got some bites.
Yeah.
So, but I had a trolling motor go down on me, and I tried to fix that thing. I went and borrowed another one from Kenny, and I broke it trying to put it on. So we ended up wade fishing. Not yesterday. Yesterday I drove down here, I guess Thursday. And had Brant Sharpio and his girlfriend, another dude that knows everybody.
Sharpio, like Sharpio's marina over there.
Yeah. He's kin to all them. They fish with me a lot. Good fisherman. Him and his girlfriend.
I used to like old man Sharpio. He was. You talk about.
Remember we'd sit there.
Oh story. Yeah. Yep. The stories. All that was good stuff, buddy.
Man, he's burning them cigs down, man. We'd sit there and tell stories. I was a kid. That's where me and you used to put in at. I was like 18, 19 years old.
Yeah, we always put in at Sharpio's and slid out, man.
Yeah, that was cool. So we ended up wading, Mickey, and I tried to fish out of the boat, and I went somewhere, and the current's backing me up. I got no trolling motor to keep me right. And I said, hey, man, because they don't even like to fish out of the boat. That was my deal. I said, man, I think we can catch them over here. Or some, and I couldn't keep the boat right, and I'm backing up. I said, man, this is stupid. I said, that's it. So we just waited all day and ended up having a decent day. Talk about half of them on top water and half of them on tails of different kind. But one place I went to, it had a lot of fish, I think, but the current was so bad. And, you know, we had a pretty stiff west wind Thursday, you know, where I was fishing. It was 10 for sure, maybe 10 to 12. So we're having to throw into that wind. And I was throwing a topwater. Brent and they were throwing tails. And, dude, you'd throw, and about 2 seconds, your lure was already by you. But the whole time my lure's going sideways, I'm getting bites on top waters. I ain't catching anything.
Right.
And I think they caught five or six. You know, one caught one nice one, about 20 inches maybe. And I finally caught one. He was too small. But all the bites I get were not just small trout. I mean, they were just missing the bait because it was going so bad. But everywhere we went, we caught some fish. You'd catch five here, two there. Then we had a little old gig we got out one time, and it was really not a right wind to do it, so I had to park way out in the deep and kind of wade in there. It got pretty good. I think we caught eight or nine there, and then there was boats everywhere, dude. And there was several places I went. I said, man, there's a boat, there's something else. And just wasn't a whole lot of place to get. And then I went and got out on a place that I used to fish, but it's kind of eroded. It's one of them ridges, you know, but it's kind of eroded away. I said, man, it's gotten real deep right here. Found one little old shallow. This is like 1 o'clock. It's hot. You can feel how hot the water is. The current underneath you is hotter than, I think I heard you talking about it. The water underneath my feet, like knee down, was hotter than, you know, from my knees up to my waist.
Right.
And this old water's hot. And it's like, we're fixing to go home. It's like, we got out here at like 11:45. This was our last stop. And we didn't catch, we caught three nice trout there, but you could catch one every single cast. 14 and a half inches, not 15. If you caught a keeper, he was, you know, 17, 18, 19 inches long. But I said, man, look at this. It's shallow. It's 1 o'clock. The water's like 900 degrees. And we're catching something every cast, you know. So I was, and I ain't even fished this place. I ain't been there all year. So it was decent. I think we ended up catching, I think we caught 18 trout is what we caught.
Yeah.
And we probably blew three or four, but for no trolling motor, not really having a weight fishing plan, it really ended up okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's made something out of nothing anyway. Hang on, let me knock this break out, James. We'll be right back at you, buddy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hang with me. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop, the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality bait, you can look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles. They refill for you right there at the store, plus all their regulators and diffusers. They can get you hooked up. And if you need more info, you can call Jason at 281-701-8107. When you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all good stuff. Can't beat their quality and price. Whether you're looking for the 9, 12s, 15, 18 count, whatever you like, Boyd's has got it. And their Cajun Grill next door puts out some really good food, and their food truck over in Santa Fe is a big hit right now. Check them out at boydsonestop.com. Give them a call at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, bud.
Yo, brother. Man, so
you're in the big metropolis of POC this morning.
POC, home of the Chatterway, buddy. That's where I'm
at. I like that. Hey, I'm gonna ask Lynn Smith about that tomorrow when I talk to him.
Ask Lynn. Said, man, James wants to know, did they sell bait casting reels down here in South Texas? That's funny, but that's I was just thinking, man, a lot of them places we were waiting when we were, I'm talking about catching numbers, you know, rolling there and jump out and catch, you know, 25 to 40 fish. It was when all them shrimp, it was about the end of them brown shrimp moving. And I kind of just quit fishing there. I went back to boat fishing because I had my boat fishing guys. And it looks like, you know, there's not just massive schools where all that stuff was going on, but there's some fish and they're eating, you know, like we caught two or three fish that one of them threw up a little croaker, one of them threw up some kind of little fin fish. I mean, They're eating other stuff. And then that other deal we had fishing where you fish with Steve right there, and them fish was on them shad. I know y'all saw them flipping. They're on them big piles of shad that were right there. But all these wade fishing places I've been going, you don't see nothing, dude. You see a few mullet flipping around, but they're like, man, why would you even get out here? And I just did because I had to have something to do. But they're eating all this other little stuff, little piggies and croakers and little ribbon fish, man, or big. And then, and you know, that day I went to the pass, I told y'all about all them ribbon fish. Well, I'm fishing some stuff up here on my end that it got calm the other day. We were in there trying to catch redfish, and we caught some nice trout in there too. Not many. We caught like five on topwaters, but bro, it was them little 5 to 6 inch ribbon fish everywhere. I said, man, look how many ribbon fish are in here. And a few little old grass shrimp, but and I think everything is, if you ain't on them big piles of shad, I think I heard you and Lynn, Bill or whatever talking about that. I mean, they're not coming to the top, but, you know, you start seeing that many of them flip, them little flips like that. Well, if it got calm and them fish pushed them up, you'd see them big old black.
You know, you bring up a good point. This time of year, man, you know, if you're a lure fisherman, you want to fish that shad, you know, shad balls or any kind of shad bait fish, glass minnows, shad, you know, minnow type baits, because those fish are active and feeding on them, and they'll hit lures good. But I mean, if they're just roaming a flat and they're easing around looking for a croak to eat or a piggy or whatever, it makes it a lot tougher to catch them on lures when they're in that mode, man.
You're kidding,
spot on about that. Spot on.
But remember how I guess it was maybe this time of year. You know, I'm thinking about years ago, especially like in Trinity Bay, you know, we'd find them big black balls of shad and sit there watching, you know, pound and a half, 4 pound trout jumping over. Now they were hard to catch when they were doing that, but man, you knew you were on them
and you just kept fishing and weeding them out of there, man.
Yeah. Eventually they'd go off. Remember we'd say, man, I don't see none hopping in this pile. We'd see skipjack or something. Then you go to the next pile. So, oh man, there's trout jumping out of water.
Yes. Trout and redfish coming up, blowing holes through them. You know, the toughest I've seen it one day on that kind of pattern, there was a school of shad kind of between the river mouth and Effley's out there, and it was at least 2 miles long and a half mile wide. Dana was on one end of it, and I was on the other. And we're trolling, motoring, fishing that, and it took us probably 6 hours to limit out in that, but, I mean, it was just steady. It was just good enough to keep you from pulling off of it and go to look for something else. You know, you get ready to pull a trolling motor up, say, let's go take a ride, then somebody would catch a good one. So,
Then you either caught him, either dragging on the bottom, or somebody was reeling in, just smoking it back, getting ready to cast back out.
Exactly.
And one of them would pile on it. I wonder what we could have done. I don't know. Sometimes I think, and I don't carry this because I don't want to throw it. I think it's a loser deal, and I ain't got nowhere to put it. But, you know, a little like a pencil cart like you used to use.
Right.
Like this time of year, I think we could catch them fish better sometime. But everybody has to have one. I can't carry one and start getting them on it. Ain't nobody got no rigs like that. You'd have to have all that rigged up, you know.
Right. Well.
I was listening to Steve, and they caught a bunch of fish Monday. I just had a terrible day Monday.
He come off that horrible day Sunday and then had the good day Monday. You know, that's this time of year fishing, man. It's kind of an every other day or every 2 day deal, you know.
Yeah, and I had potential Monday. Man, the ships just ate me up. They would just, you know, I sit out there on that channel.
It's so hard to fish that channel anymore. All the pads we have and the little tow heads or, you know, live spots, what I call live spots because they have live shell on the bottom. As soon as you get something going, here comes a ship. And, well, it won't be just one. It'll be two or three of them together. And it washes everything out. And then you got to wait 30, 40 minutes for those fish to get back up on that hump and start feeding again. It just, man,
here comes another one.
As soon as you get them going again, here comes another one, brother. And then you got to pull up, put your bow into it, keep them sinking, you know, getting flipped over, rolled over.
That ain't no lie.
It's a pain in the neck.
It's terrible. Brent and I were talking about that. I said, man, I've said this a million times. Mickey and I have talked about it a million times. Like, what's different? What's different? We talk about the whole bay in general. Even as good as fishing is now, it ain't, you know what, it's not what.
It's not even close to what it used to be. Nothing close.
I said, if you go back and you coincide the original dredging of this ship channel to present day, it's the common denominator about everything. The erosion, this, that. You know, before they did all that, Mickey, I never seen a container ship come.
No.
Remember? There were no ships like that come here.
Nope.
And I tell everybody, I say, look, man, here comes Walmart. Here comes Costco. If it's turn us all upside down, got to move.
You're exactly right.
Here's your Christmas presents on that ship right there.
Hey, we left out the other morning in the dark when I was with Friar Mood and Eddie. And there was, what did I count, 6 or 7 dredges up my way. They're getting it on, brother.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, man. And they're coming your way.
Where are they putting all the dredge, Mickey? Back on that island? Or are they building?
Well, that big island out in the middle of Trinity out there between Lost Reef and Deep Beasley's and all that. And then Tabs Bay is shrinking every day. They're dumping it over there where they're going to, I don't know how many surface acres they're going to. They're
building an island in Tabs?
Yes. and they're dredging. They got two dredges in Cedar Bio Channel that they're dredging out there in front of Thompson's. You got all that, and if you run in the dark, you better. I wouldn't recommend it. That dredge pipe's laying out there, and it's you got to run way over towards one of the other islands and cut across Tuesday Night Flats if you want to go through, you know, Barber's Cut. But
no kidding, that's how you got to go.
Then you
now.
Come down a channel heading south, and you got all that Bayport dredging going on, ship channel dredging. I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, and we wonder why our water never gets good, and you know, that good quality green water like we used to have.
Well, it can't, and you know them dredge pipes. Every other section's got a leak, so it's
yes.
all you know coming out of there. So I ain't been up that far, Mickey. You know, I ain't even busted Smith Point, so I ain't seen all that. But that
so island out there in the middle, it's huge now, and they're still. It's going to be so big. It's a huge project. But when Hurricane Beryl hit last year, all that dredge, those giant waves. Push that island towards my shoreline. So, like, if you leave, you know, the west shoreline and head towards that island, when you get a mile from it, they pushed all that spoil out that way. You'll go from 9 and 10 feet of water up to 3 feet, just boom. And you run a little more, and it'll get 2 feet. You got to shut it down. You're afraid you're going to run aground. It's I can't even describe it. It's a mess.
Is there any fish on it? There was when
there was, but you know, right now we're just waiting for the water to clean up and get all the fresh out of here, so we can start fishing around stuff like that. It's just
well, that's
take
what we're
going
to have
man.
To fish, Mickey. I have these places I'm fishing. It's all man-made stuff. What they rocked and dredged.
Well, it's changed the whole. It's changed everything in our bay system. It really has. Now we're mostly nook and cranny fishermen now instead of, you know, it's just changed a lot. And a lot of the live stuff we had to fish, it's all covered in silt and dredge spoil, you know.
Right. I pulled some rocks up on a spot. You've been out there with me before with Wayne Webb.
Yeah.
And I pulled some stuff up on my anchor. And, man, every rock, well, I should say this, but the rocks that I had on my anchor, which is pretty good indication,
right?
Had three or four nice 3-4 inch lithes on it, man.
Yeah.
It's all live shell.
Well, we've had the right salinity rates and everything, and so hopefully we can start growing some more oysters in this place, you know. That live shell's a game changer. It makes a difference.
It does. Hey, man, if you got a dead reef and a live reef right next door to each other, the dead reef will have some, and that live reef will have all the rest of
it. It'll have all the rest. It'll be covered up. Exactly. Well, they filter water, and the fish attract, you know, the bait's attracted to it, and naturally the fish are too. All right, James, I got to run. I got to go check in with Sharky.
Right, before you go real quick, I'm going to buy some chatterweights. You want me to bring you some home?
No, man, I'm good. I got plenty. I think I got one or two in my tackle room drawer if I ever need them. All right, brother. Throw out a number.
All right, brother, 409-771-7306.
All right. Tell Cameron hello. See you, man.
I sure will, buddy.
Later, dog. All right, now let's hop the bridge. Let's go over to Offutt's Bayou. Check in with our good friend Sharky Marquez. Hey, Michael, good morning. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How in the
world
are
you?
What you
doing? Man, I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed. You gave me...
up.
Yeah, a little resting up this morning, and we're going to end up going out here this afternoon. Had a 12-hour downgrade to an inshore trip today due to the nastiness, you know, a little bit of some wind, a little bit of some rain. But, man, you sent me off with some good luck on Thursday, buddy.
How about that, man? You said you were going to go get your grouper and all that stuff and do your deep dropping and then head over to the swordfish grounds and get you one, and you did. Man, that was a beautiful fish. What a fish.
It was, wasn't it, man? We had, awesome. You know, stars aligned, brother. We had the right crew, man. Everybody was like a well-oiled machine on there,
you
know.
Big dolphin, too, man. I tell you, dolphin fishing is really good this year. Everybody's catching dolphin. That's cool.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
It's a good one.
Awesome, awesome fishing. Yeah, yeah. Our smallest was like our biggest on a lot of trips, you know. Mm. We ran into a pot of some real, real healthy fish out there, man. But, These guys were incredible, man. It was such a great time, and it was one of those picture-perfect days, you know. It's like everything we fished for, we caught, which was just a blessing. And, man, we dropped that swordfish bait down. I said, I just got done explaining to my guy, like, I said, hey, boys, we're going to commit 2 hours to drifting, you know, and I drop it down. The sacrificial weight didn't come off, so I'm driving around in a circle trying to get this weight off and trying to – I'm thinking, man, what a terrible first drop. The weight comes off, and I'm tying the buoy onto – you know, the weight comes off, and I do, 50, 60 cranks off the bottom, 50 more cranks, just to see if anything's down there. Okay, so I'm tying the buoy onto the line. So I got the line in my hand. I'm attaching the buoy to the line so I can drive away and drop my second rod.
Right.
And while I'm tying the buoy, I'm holding onto that line, and it starts getting yanked in my hand. I put that rod in the rod holder, and I freaking tightened that drag down and cinched down on it. And I said, oh, my gosh, we are bowed up, buddy.
Awesome.
Oh, it was great, man. Picture perfect day. Got the fish, made the memories, man. It was awesome. My crew crushed it, man. They were patient and did everything they could. It was awesome. Just an awesome day. So
yeah, those are some beautiful photos. Beautiful.
Thanks, man.
I like that one. We got him when that swordfish was coming out of the water, man, with his bill and everything. That was a cool photo.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh yeah. They're just majestic creatures, them swordfish, man. And
they're kind of prehistoric, like, you know.
Yeah, that big old eyeball on him, man.
Yeah,
oh,
they
my
got
God.
Some eyeballs.
We made my deckhand eat one of them. You know, it was a great time. It was a great time.
Ate the eyeball?
Oh, he ate it.
Oh,
he ate
gosh.
It.
Well,
yeah,
I couldn't.
That's a tradition.
I know, but
your
I couldn't deck in for you. I'm good, Captain. I'm good. Throw me out, I'll swim back. I'm not enough eyeball. That ain't gonna happen.
Oh man. Good times, baby. Good times.
Well, that's good.
It's all about the memories, man. Yep. And we made them, brother. We made them. It was awesome, man. They stayed in the lodge that night before and was all hyped and excited. We were able to leave a little bit early because they were in the lodge. It was an easy, you know, easy arrangement. And then we got back and their families was there. They had their whole family come down and stay in the lodge with them. So it was cool, man. You got the wives and the kids running around and everybody's celebrating, pulling out that big old swordfish. And it was a great – and then they stayed the night again. So it was awesome, man. Just a good, great family and –
they had a good time.
Yeah, man. It's just a great reminder of why we do what we do. And you know what? You win some and you lose some as far as the actual catch. But, man, what a blessing when you can get out there and win one.
Man.
That's it. Yeah, we had fun. We had fun, man.
Well,
but we'll see what this next week brings, brother. I'm,
hey, how's that trolling Tuesday motor working out? Is that working out good for you?
Golly. Heck yeah, man.
Was it worth the investment?
Heck yeah, man.
I had somebody text me, go, tell me again what he paid for that trolling motor.
Oh, my. Yeah, man. Yeah. It's pretty much a Honda Civic strapped to the front of my boat, you know?
No joke, dude.
But I mean, it's a 100% game changer. I mean, however which way you want to look at it,
I couldn't operate without one. Everybody used to make fun of me in the early '80s when I had one on the back of one of my boats. They didn't have bow mounts or anything back then, and you know, for bay boats,
they'd
laugh at me until they saw me get on a school of fish and open water and stay with it for 2 and 3 hours and knocking the crud out of them.
Yeah, without having to run, you know, a two-stroke loud motor.
Motor up and blow the school up and all that.
Yeah.
Got that right, man.
Yeah, man, that's it. It's a game changer, man. You use that relief shading. Man, with that relief shading offshore and you get on top of that rock, and it's over. I mean, whatever's down there is getting caught, buddy. It's awesome. It's awesome, man.
Makes it easier for you and way better for your clients. That's all.
Heck yeah.
No doubt.
Little by little, man, just adding the fun little toys and trinkets and getting zoned in, man. I'm hooked on the deep fishing, man. I'm hooked on the.
I know it. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I'm already excited to get back out
there.
Very
passionate about it. That's the only way to
do
be.
It again.
If you're not having fun at it, don't do it, man.
That's right.
All right, Sharky. We'll rest.
All right,
get
brother.
Ready for your afternooner. If somebody
yes,
wants
sir.
To call you and get with you guys down there, give them some info how they can reach you, Sharky.
Yes, sir, man. We would love to have you guys. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You could also Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston and also check us out at Bayside Event Center. We do on-site lodging, corporate events, birthday parties, weddings, you name it. Come see us out on 61st Street. Hang out with us, and let's go make some memories.
You got it, brother.
All right,
Michael,
my brother.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for what you do, man. We'll see you.
Thank you, Mickey. Hey, man, right. We'll talk to you soon, brother. God bless. Have
Later.
A great weekend.
You too, man.
See you, buddy.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break and the national anthem coming up. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.